Yes, we'll see a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let us all sing hymn 145. Sing hymn 145. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus that is all, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by. Where before. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear, if in danger for Him call. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear, if in danger for Him call, trusting Jesus that is all, trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by. Trusting Him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus that is all. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ for our family altar this evening. We shall study together Psalms 130. Psalms 130. Psalms 130, let's read together, verse 1. In the name of Jesus, we read. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. Verse 3. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. Verse 5. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His hope word I hope. Verse 6. My Lord waits for the Lord more than watchman for the morning, more than watchman for the morning. Verse 7. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is plentiful redemption, and He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. So Psalms 130 is another psalm and the superscript here tells us it is a song of ascents. As we have mentioned before, song of ascents from Psalms 120 unto 134 Altogether, these 15 psalms tells us at a time when the people of Israel was going up to Jerusalem, to the temple, where they would sing this song. Therefore, it is known as a psalm or a song of ascents. So in Psalms 130, here it mentions that if out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. So this you refer to God in heaven, where at that time the psalmist made a request to God out of the depths of his life. So these depths can refer to the depths of his affliction, where if the depths of afflictions is too shallow, it will soon pass and gone, for we will be able to easily overcome it. Then we will forget to cry to the Lord about it. However, if the affliction is too deep that we cannot solve it by ourselves, then we must diligently seek the help of God to overcome it. In the Bible tells us of a script of an example that was the example of Joseph. So when Joseph was being sold to Egypt, we know that later Joseph was being sold to Egypt. So when he looked back, he realized his dreams when he was young had been fulfilled or realized, and it became true. Where after his father Jacob died, his brothers came to seek his forgiveness. But the reply that was given by Joseph in Genesis chapter 50, we can see that it was actually the good will of God that he be sold to Egypt to deliver his family. So true enough, later Jacob brought his family to Egypt in Exodus chapter 1. So this was actually the beginning of the story of the Israelites in the book of Exodus. It was also their affliction. So when they were in Egypt, they passed a very difficult life indeed. Then they cried out to the Lord God. So today we still cry to God whenever we need His help. And in Exodus chapter 2 also tells us that the Lord have seen, the Lord have heard, and the Lord knows. So today, if you are able to know God in our lives, this is indeed a blessing. And this knowledge is the beginning of the grace of God, where God later came down to deliver them. So later in the book of Exodus, we can see many miraculous signs, the 10 plagues as well as the Red Sea parted. So why God listened to them? God is faithful and the people are His chosen ones. So God will actually enable whatever their wish and whatever the promise of God to fulfill. And at the end, they will be able to inherit the land flowing with milk and honey. And the scripture also tells us of another example that was Jonah, where at that time he prayed to God in the belly of the fish. So at that time in the scripture, it describes to us that he was much in distress, likened to be in the belly of Sheol, where all darkness was around him. And in Jonah chapter 2 verse 5, he suffered the deepest of all afflictions. So we may ask ourselves, or we can also see, why was Jonah swallowed by the fish? Because in chapter 1, God wanted to use him to go to the city of Nineveh to preach. But man, as like Jonah, he wanted to run away to God, from God. So he hid himself and fell asleep when the storms arose. He even refused to repent. So today, why are we in the midst of distress? It's because we wanted to run away from God. So after Jonah repented and cried out to God, finally the fish vomited Jonah upon the dry land. This is in chapter 2. Then the second explanation about the depths of man is we can see that it is in the inner heart of a human being. As what Jesus says, when we pray, we must enter into our deep heart, close up the doors of our heart, concentrate and pray. So when we talk about the inner heart of man, of course, we know that we need to rest, we need to sleep. So sleep can be divided into two, or rather we say two types of sleep, two types of quality sleep. One is a deep sleep, that is, we say, to have a good quality rest. And another one is light sleep. Today, of course, today, If we are able to engage ourselves in a deep prayer, this will be effective. However, today in our prayer, if our heart still remain at the outer court, outside, it will be very difficult for us to draw near to God, to even experience Him. This has nothing to do with the volume of our prayer. We can see in the case of the prayer of Hannah, at that time she poured out her soul to the Lord. And after the prayer, God moved Eli to tell her that her prayers has been answered by God. And the second one, we can also see the prayer of our Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane before He was crucified on the cross. So the prayer of Jesus, as recorded in Scripture, He cried out with a loud voice and the angel strengthened Him. So both these prayers were effective. That was the prayers of Hannah. The prayer of Jesus was effective because they all prayed out of their heart. Now we come to see verse 2. Psalms 130 verse 2. If you, O Lord, hear my voice, let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. So in verse 2, O Lord, hear my voice. So here the psalmist called upon the Lord, He was his master, and hear my voice. We are only but a humble and lowly man. So a man with a lowly status asking the Lord God Almighty to listen to his prayer. So the people around us may not be able to help us, but what about our Lord? So here it tells us something which is very critical, that is our knowledge in God, our knowledge of God. Then now we see Psalms 130 verse 7. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is plentiful redemption. So in verse 7 tells us, as we are praying, we are hoping in the Lord. Our prayer carries with it hope. So what hope does it give us? So with the Lord, there is steadfast love and plentiful redemption. Our God is our Heavenly Father. He loves us. His love for us is more than our physical parents, for we are lowly and have committed many transgressions before Him. Yet we are still able to make our request to Him, that this prayer is not only that we believe that God can fulfill our request, but we also believe that God will love us more than our parents, and hence He will listen to our prayer. And the love of God, His love for us, can be shown where this is shown in the foundation of our prayer to Him. That's why the psalmist in verse 2 says, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. So for the Lord God to hear our prayer, definitely there are certain conditions. The scripture has already said God does not listen to the prayer of the sinner. For God to listen to our prayer, we need to examine our iniquities. Now let's continue to see verse 3, verse 4. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. So here in verse 3, verse 4, other than Jesus, no one can say that he is without sin. Just as mentioned by Elder John in 1 John chapter 1, if we say we do not have sin, we are deceiving ourselves, because before God we have iniquities. Therefore, before we make our request to God, we should ask God for forgiveness. An effective prayer actually begins when we ask for forgiveness. Just like in the story of Elijah, the earth did not rain for 3 years and 6 months because the people have worshipped idols. And at that time, he prayed again and the rain came. So before the rain came, he killed all the false prophets and destroyed all the high places. Then later, he then saw a small piece of cloud, and from there, the rain came. So towards sin, we must be sensitive. We should be slow in ourselves towards the matters of sin. So the prayer of a righteous man is effective. When our prayer is effective, then we'll be able to experience God as we remove sins in us. This will actually generate a sense of fear within us that we need to repent before him. Then let's now see verse 5. So in verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. Verse 6, my soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. So here it tells us we are to wait for the Lord. We are to hope in his word. And the word of God is a promise unto us when we face difficulty. So what attitude must we have? So here it tells us the watchmen, as they serve longer, they will get more and more tired. But it is growing nearer and nearer to daybreak, to morning. Sometimes when we pray too long, we may feel very tired as though God is not listening. Yet from this verse, we can see we are actually growing nearer and nearer towards God. So some people, when they pray, they will look behind and think that I've been praying for so long. But this time, as a result, sometimes they give up and say, this time I will not receive the Holy Spirit as well. But today, in our prayer, in our attitude towards God, let us change in our attitude. That is to say, to begin to look for the Word of God. For the Lord has His time to give us the Holy Spirit. So the longer we pray, the closer we are to God. Therefore today, dear brothers and sisters, as the psalmist in Psalms 130 here tells us of the prayer, so out of the depths we cry out to the Lord. We seek the mercy of God in our prayer out of depths. So dear brothers and sisters, now we shall reserve some time for our prayer. So in our prayer, as we are still in the MCO under this lockdown, we are not able to gather in the church, but we still are able to gather in the family, for this family altar, to be able to pray together with our family members. This is indeed a very good thing, and we thank God that the Lord has given us this opportunity. So we should seek the Lord while He can still be found, to pray to Him while we still can. So in our prayer, we also pray for the country, we pray for the church, we also pray for one another, our families, our brothers and sisters, our friends and relatives, those whom we know who are weak, and whether spiritually or physically. Shall we now, in one accord, kneel down to say our prayer to the Lord? Let's kneel down. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Arrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the glory, and the power forevermore. Amen.